Hi everybody, it's Angel. I've been asked to talk about lots of different topics, and one of the really reoccurring topics that gets asked for me to share my thoughts is about my thoughts on love and different areas of love. So for what it's worth, I'll share some with you since it's been asked by quite a few people, which is awesome. Thank you. I love talking to you guys. So, and that's fun to talk about love because I really believe in it. I have some notes here, so if you hear pages turn, I apologize. Hopefully it's not too loud. Growing up, I was taught that we all have a purpose. We're all supposed to do something and with our lives, and we're meant for something. And I'm not saying that's, what I believe, but that's what I was taught when I was growing up. And I didn't know what mine was. I've never really figured that out. I'm good at a lot of things. I've made it this far in my life. But I've never, whatever I was doing in my life, I never really felt like this is what I'm meant to do. And I've done a lot of cool things with my life. I'm never, like, the future, like, I like the idea of the future. I want the future to continue to be there for me, but, like I said before, I was never the girl, like, planning her wedding or saying, by the time I'm this age, I want to do this, or, I mean, I always liked the idea of the future. I'm always planning to be prepared, but I kind of just knew it was going to be there, and so I'm like, if it's good, awesome, I'll be grateful for it, and if it's bad, I'll learn from it, and it'll get better eventually. And that's kind of just been my pattern in life, and I really just felt like something was missing for a while. I'm like, what's missing? I mean, I'm relatively successful, I'm happy, and things are going well. And then it's just this really cheesy, poetic, cliche moment I had where I'm like, fuck, I have no love in my life. Like, I have family love, friend love, but that romantic love, I don't have that. And I'm like, I feel like maybe that's what's missing, that connection with another person, that touch, that intimacy, that whole thing. And everybody's level of what they need when they want to be in a relationship is different. So thinking about what I want, what I've thought about what I want, I guess, I have a firm belief that love is just this magical, beautiful thing, and it overcomes everything, and that there's no wrong time to fall in love, that if it's gonna find you, you need to scoop it up and take it for as long as you can, and be grateful that you have it. It's like this one force in the universe that it just is. It just can't be explained. And everyone thinks differently, I understand. But for me, I don't want a love that I can explain. I don't want to have a person in my life where I'm like, this is the reason why I love you. I want a million reasons. And I want that kind of love that it's the same when I go to sleep at night and when I wake up, it's the same. So I go to sleep at night, I'm loved. I wake up in the morning, I'm still loved. Like, I don't want any like fickle, wishy-washy, mood swinging kind of love. Like, I want a consistent, strong love built on a foundation. Like a really awesomely built structure. And I don't, when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about with this, I realized it was really cringeworthy for me to admit that I really genuinely do, and this is difficult for me to admit and not, because I don't like cliches. I like being different. I like being unique. I like kind of marching to the beat of my own drum. Is that the right saying? It's late. I think that's correct. Anyways, but I genuinely want every stereotypical romantic moment from every movie, every romance novel, every story I've ever heard. Like, I want to experience, don't want to experience everyone, but I want a obscene amount of romantic moments. And to freely admit that is a little weird for me. You know, those grand gestures, and I'm not asking for to be like taken care of for the rest of my life, to be some trophy or something like that. That's horrifying to me. Part of me, I had always told myself, I'm not that girl. I'm not that kind of girl. I've always been a pretty strong, independent person. And, so I was like, well, why would anyone, like, I'm the one that plans the grand gestures for the friends and stuff like that to help them out with their, I've never had it happen to me. And I'm like, well, why not? I absolutely, everyone that wants something like that should have it, should deserve to have it at least. And I was thinking of like all those cheesy movies, or moments in movies, not movies themselves, but those moments in movies, like in Forrest Gump, where Jenny gets to wake up to flowers on her nightstand every morning. In the movie Bridget Jones' Diary, Colin Firth's character tells Renee Zellweger that she is perfect just the way she is. He wants her just the way she is. There's always this, in every romance novel ever, there's always a part where the couple kisses, because that's all he's been able to think of, that's all she's been able to think of all day since they've been apart, is the feel of each other's lips. And to be told that all day all the other person's thought about is getting to put their lips on mine, like, that's incredible. What a feeling, what a thought, to think someone's been thinking about you all day. Isn't that the neatest thing ever? Yeah, it's just, I think this just gives me chills. And, William Shakespeare wrote in Sonnet 116, "It is the star to every wandering bark." And to paraphrase that, it means, love is the guiding North Star to every lost ship. And I like that, the thought that love can find you when you're lost, that it can make you feel whole, that it can make you feel like you're at home. That thought that, you know, a place isn't home, the person is. So no matter where you are in the world, no matter what's happening, good or bad, if you have that person, you're okay. They're gonna make everything okay. You're gonna be alright because you're together and you have each other. And it's just a really great feeling. And to think that that's out there. It's out there for all of us. No matter what you think, it really is. And it's incredible and it's exciting. It's so exciting. To just really believe that that's there. So, I don't know. It just makes me happy. I wanted to share those thoughts with you guys because so many people have asked. So I really appreciate it. I love hearing from you guys and your thoughts. And I hope you enjoyed my little ramble. I'll talk to you all very soon. Take care, everybody.